This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. You know, I didn't purposefully try to bring this topic up 3 days in a row. I tried to start the show out with the Canadian cannabis legalization, some of the failures of the government-run system there, and we got through a segment of that, and then somebody called in about the migration of people trying to come here to the United States from Honduras and trying to escape whatever horrors they were encountering down there, whether they be from the criminal gangs or the legal criminal gang known as the government, but to try to get out of that place and come to a better one. And we talked in detail over the last couple of hours about what their latest status is. They have made it into Mexico after initially having a bit of a hold up on the border. You actually were looking at some satellite photos, Michael, of the bridges that people were trying to cross on the southern end of Mexico with Guatemala. And that bridge at one point, the pedestrian bridge, was full of people. They may have even packed up the automotive bridge, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure which bridge it was. There are two bridges there into Ciudad Hidalgo.
Mm-hmm.
And the southernmost bridge is a narrow pedestrian bridge that's got just a tiny little border checkpoint that can probably handle 300 people a day.
Yeah, the video, the picture I saw didn't look like a narrow bridge. It looked like it had.
Yeah, it was a two-lane bridge, but the pedestrian bridge is like, it was like a two-lane bridge converted from an old car bridge. But the new one up to the north is the automotive bridge. It's like a four-lane highway, which I think is what
maybe it was the pedestrian
they were crossing on.
I don't know. Either way, they made it over because ultimately they just simply overwhelmed the Mexican government guys, and the Mexican government made the correct decision to just stand down rather than to escalate force, because that's their choice. They either can escalate the violence. They were willing to use tear gas and willing to use rubber bullets. That wasn't sufficient. People jumped the bridge and just swam
across the river, used rafts. We were looking at the river, too. It's not very deep. It's a pretty shallow river and not very wide.
Right. So they were able to traverse the river, no problem, and get over to the other side. And then they were left alone, where they're now marching northbound. They've been marching north now for more than a day. And we'll continue to update you on not just the status of it, but it led to a larger discussion. It's Ian, Michael, and Melanie here in the studio tonight, where, Melanie, you are taking kind of a position of lack of faith in your fellow humans. You don't tend to have much of a high regard for them in general. Is that true?
Well, I don't know if I want to say I don't have a high regard
for
them.
Didn't you say they weren't good earlier?
I mean, most people aren't.
Then that's not a high regard.
Most people are probably amoral.
Really?
Yeah.
You really believe that?
Yes.
Okay, I would say
if most people weren't at least amoral, there wouldn't be these horrible places to be fleeing from, whether that's Honduras or whether it's Louisiana, wherever you want to be on that spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that math doesn't make sense. If there's only two evil guys, well, you kill them and then you go on with your life.
There's something to be said for the idea that when civilization breaks down, people kind of lose their
moral compass
and they will do anything that they have to do.
Well, certainly when people get desperate, they do tend to lose moral compasses. When they're getting hungry, they're more likely
so you're admitting that desperate people
do desperate
are dangerous
things. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then these people are dangerous.
Are they?
They're either committing fraud or they're dangerous based on what you just said.
Do you think these people, you've seen the same pictures I have, these people are just walking up the road with their backpacks.
Yeah, I'm not going to say they're dangerous.
They may be desperate. I don't think they've reached the dangerous point of desperation.
These are people willing to take action for their lives.
Okay, so somebody who's willing to walk through Mexico, leave everything they know in the place where they came from.
That's amazing.
Say, I don't need this anymore, and walk through Mexico. You don't think there's a level of desperateness attached to that decision?
Yeah, there's desperation.
Yeah,
that's
definitely desperation. That is not murderous rampage type of desperation.
Right. These are people who...
That is, I need to find a better place to live kind of desperation.
I find it inspirational. I find it amazing that somebody would do exactly what you're talking about, is leave everything behind. That's how bad things were. They were willing to pick up and take whatever risks are involved in getting however many thousands of miles they have to go to get someplace better. I mean, that's incredible. It's desperate, but that doesn't, as Michael pointed out, that doesn't mean they're dangerous.
But now, you just some said of them that might desperate be people are dangerous. So
I said they can be. If in the right circumstances or the wrong circumstances or whatever. But the fear about what people might do is never justification. And you're not doing this, just to be clear. But plenty of people listening probably are. And we know that some of the callers on Saturday night certainly were when we were on a bunch of big radio stations. They use that fear that, ooh, there might be there's some criminals who are in this group. There's dangerous people in this group, to fearmonger around why we need the government, why we need the state, the idea of the state, which you are firmly against.
The state's the one causing this problem in the first place.
They're
if there wasn't a state in Honduras, then there'd be nothing to flee from. And if there wasn't a state from the U.S., it would all be property lines and let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely. And that would be wonderful if, you know, if we had that. But just because the state exists, I don't think means that people in mass are immoral or amoral, as you suggested earlier.
Well, I think it kind of definitionally does, because if there's three people who are like, hey, let's have a state, and they actually try to do that, you shoot them, and then there's no more state. If there's 60% of the population who's like, hey, you know what's a good idea? A state. You can't fight that effectively unless it's like...
But you start from zero, okay? You don't just wake up the next morning and have people form a state. The state has been an idea that has been foisted upon people for generations.
Right, that's supported by the majority of people.
For generations.
It's one of the world's oldest memes.
Right, because they've been taught to believe in it, right? It's just an idea that is, you know, it dresses up violence. The state actors, we know, they're violent people, right? They're willing to use aggressive force to get their way, but they've managed to dress it up in a lot of ways. Certainly in the United States more successfully than in other places, say Honduras or whatever. But they've dressed it up with the trappings of legitimacy. They have courtrooms. They have vehicles. They have badges. They have uniforms. And they have the indoctrination process to go along with it. There's a reason why you're not going to likely put your kids in government school, right? When you have kids, that's because you don't want them indoctrinated into these pro-state beliefs. But the reality is, people, when they formed the state, this idea, again, that just justifies violence against people, they formed it with all this flowery language of how it's going to respect rights and how
but
it's...
But that's clearly false. And it's even more false.
It is clearly false.
It's even more clear that it's false in some place like Honduras.
Yeah, that's why they're leaving.
In Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, but you're talking about today. It's false. It's clearly false to us, right? But, you know, there were people for whom that was not false for whom they believed the idea. They believed.
Well, no, it's not an opinion. It's the state is aggressive force.
That's correct, but that doesn't mean
it's
that everybody
not true
sees it.
For different people and false for different people. It's just a statement of fact.
That is a fact. But that doesn't mean that everyone sees that fact clearly.
Okay, so they're either explicitly supporting evil violence.
Or they're ignorantly supporting it.
Too stupid not to.
No, it's just ignorance. Ignorance can be cured. Okay, you probably weren't born an anarchist, right?
Like, no one was born with any philosophy. But
right.
No, I
but at some
converted
point,
it at like 27 or something stupid like
you
that.
You were age 27, so it took you two and a half decades to get it. Right? Does that
but
mean you're stupid?
I think it's still
you're
really obvious
stupid.
That there's something there that just doesn't make sense. And the fact that it took me 27, 28, 26, whatever it was, years to figure that out.
That doesn't make you stupid.
Doesn't mean that there wasn't always like something there was like, this doesn't quite add up. I don't know what it is.
It's one of those things that scratches at the back of your mind. Absolutely. Because if you look close
but
enough
if you
at
have
the state,
those
you can find out what it is.
You shouldn't be supporting the state. Even if you're taking a...
You paid taxes, didn't you, for 27, however many years of the 27?
I was never like, hey, you know what? Let's give the state some money.
But you still paid them.
You don't pay taxes.
You still paid them.
You have taxes stolen from you. That's what tax... Otherwise, it's not taxes.
You wrote the check.
Not really, no.
Not always. Usually it's the money was just taken from your paycheck.
Yeah, that's true. But in case of property taxes, you're writing a check, right?
Didn't own a whole lot of land when I was 19 in Louisiana.
But the fact is, you would have paid it if you'd had property taxes. And you'd have done it not because you disagree or not because of whatever your opinions were, but because maybe you realized they were going to use violence against you. And that's why you paid.
Yeah, that's the only reason to pay it.
Some people pay because it's the price of living in society, is what they tell themselves. The state is necessity. Maybe it doesn't do everything that they want it to. There's all kinds of stories that people tell to justify the state. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into those and get on the air with us. In the studio, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
Don't forget about the Tom Woods podcast. Tom Woods, of course, rose to some level of prominence in the libertarian community during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday via podcast, via internet. Over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online. Just go to TomWoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. We can talk more about the government, the nature of the state, and whether people are ignorant or evil or what. We can continue that discussion, but first let's go to Rudy. He's on the line in Arizona. Listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
about the caravan.
Yes,
you know, the people in Honduras, they experienced a military coup in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
A brutal, fascistic takeover of their government. These people that are leaving Honduras, I guess it comes down to, we're going to die here anyway. Let's try. But there's one thing that last week when Trump said that he was going to cut off the aid to Honduras if they didn't stop him. Well, the people in that caravan, they wish that we would stop giving them money.
Right, because it's just going into the hands of the government.
and it just makes it easier for them to be somewhat legitimate, but more repression, more arms, more
right.
surveillance, more jail.
Right.
Yeah, but if you don't go around destabilizing places, you have less caravans of massive people fleeing horrible places.
Okay, please stop giving this brutal dictator foreign aid.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
I would love for them to stop that.
You know, why do we seem to have a history of this? You know, like Brazil, was it 65? Another military coup? We backed the military coup?
Mm-hmm. You mean the U.S. government? You mean the U.S. government?
Politics.
And according to the story here, they also backed, the U.S. government backed the election results, the recent election in Honduras, which has a lot of people angry because they believe that there were corruption, a lot of corruption within the election as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, it seems like they're still backing them.
If you take over the country in 2009 completely and no one else can really say anything, yeah, you're going to win the next election, even though it's, you know, you could be a strong-armed guy and, I don't know, that's just my two cents. Thank you for the show, and I'll listen.
Rudy, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking a few moments ago about, Melanie, your belief that people are not good generally, and I have a different view of that. Michael, how do you want to weigh in on people in general?
Yeah, people in general, I have a joke I tell that I hate all people equally.
Okay.
So, some people out there will get that, but, honestly, I believe that most people are good if you give them the opportunity to be.
That's what the evidence
is. Okay, well, so that's not good. That's something close to opportunistic.
More like civilized. Let's put it that way. But, yeah, I guess I do hate all people equally.
My goodness. All right. So you guys are more similar than you are different on
possibly,
this one.
Possibly. But
I don't have hatred for other people. I mean, I see other people as just, you know, other versions
other people,
of me.
Yeah. I mean, I like people. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
In general. Specific people I might have a problem with, but...
I see people as just other versions of me, that I could have ended up like any of them, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they be the migrants who are trying to escape a better place, I just happen to get born in a better place.
There, but for the grace of God, go I.
or, you know, these people who have beliefs in the state. I could have been raised in an environment that would have maybe better inculcated a belief in the state. Maybe if my parents had raised me differently, I wouldn't be who I am today. Or maybe I was naturally born anti-state. I don't know. Maybe that's a thing.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of environmental difference. I mean, also, my husband, his father is military, and his mother was, I think it's more humorous than anything else, a mailman. Very sadist. And
but he's
an
anarchist.
So, like...
Was he born an anarchist, though? Was he born...
No, because infants do not have philosophies.
Sure, but what I mean is by
that... He converted pretty late in life.
I remember as young as I
can... Or not late in life, I mean, he's 30s, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't describe myself as an anarchist. I don't like the term. I don't like to define myself by what I'm against. But I am a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be voluntary. But I have been very against authority over my lifetime. I can remember it back to being in kindergarten and, you know, not liking being told what to do and openly, you know, defying to some extent the governmental so-called authorities at the government school, the elementary school that I had gone to. So, I mean, there is an argument that there could be some sort of native born-in thing, but then again, as you pointed out, people convert. You were 27 by the time you came around to the
idea. Yeah, so I was 27 when I converted to anarchy. I was a libertarian. Well, I was a minarchist.
Small government.
For 6 years before that.
Okay.
And I never really was, like, a big fan of the state or really any other...
What were you before you were small government? Were you, like, a Republican or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Were your family Republican?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's true for a lot of people is they sort of...
I kind of have mixed feelings about this. So, like, on the one hand, like, I absolutely do not think that I am better than statists. I think that I am 100% luckier than statists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the same thing, but... I also think that it's objectively evil to support a huge, evil, aggressive entity. But
by support,
statism is kind of
on
a spectrum.
By support, do you mean obediently pay taxes, begrudgingly pay taxes, or support vocally, like, I love the government? Like, what do you mean by support?
Yeah, okay, so being robbed is not support, because if a mugger walks up and puts a rifle in your face and is like, give me your wallet, you're not supporting muggings by doing
that. Okay, so you would agree then that most people, the people that pay taxes are not necessarily supportive of the government that they're paying taxes to.
It's an irrelevant factor. So, yeah, so there is a spectrum between somebody who's, I mean, and you can be apathetic, right? Like you can be kind of a passive statist, if that makes any sense. Or you could be somebody who's like, yes, 100% we need the state. If, you know, if it's the law, don't break it. And explicitly say, like, don't break laws, even if they're immoral laws. And if you do, you deserve jail. Like, in between those two people, there's a lot of different things you can be.
Sure.
So if you just kind of, I mean, I think you kind of walk around and get through life without acting on an opinion one way or the other, and that's fine. And I think that's probably what most people do anyway.
We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on people or on immigration or the migrant mass that is apparently as many as 7,500 people, according to some estimates, making its way northbound through Mexico, the southern portion of Mexico right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want as well. You can also take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio here on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Nobody has helped me more.
with your tax cuts, with your regulations, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal, well, the Democrats are giving you one.
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted. But no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention. Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, although most of the conversation tonight has been about Mexico and the current group of maybe 7,000 people that are moving northbound after having successfully traversed the Guatemala-Mexican border with a large amount of non-cooperation, people just refusing to be registered, refusing to file paperwork, refusing to file for asylum, and just crossing, and the government standing back and letting it happen. Trump has been tweeting today about it. I'll share some of those coming up here in a moment. Dee and Michael and Melanie in the studio tonight. I do want you to know about the Liberty Dollar 2. Now, longtime listeners of Free Talk Live, you know what the Liberty Dollar was. It was an amazingly beautiful silver alternative currency that was available, I think, circa 1998, and it lasted for almost a decade before the federal government raided their offices and went after the founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Well, now his son is back in the game with Liberty Dollar 2, which is actually a cryptocurrency token that's backed by an ounce of silver, gorgeous .999 fine silver round, just like the Liberty Dollar was famous for. There have been, you know, on occasion, there have been these, I don't know if you want to call them hucksters. I don't know if they're legit. There's these people in the cryptocurrency world who claim they're going to be backing their crypto with silver. I don't know if anything ever came out of any of those projects. But this one I think is worth paying attention to because it's coming from
the son of the founder of the Liberty Dollar. I mean, there's some history, there's some family history there. And Bernard von Nothaus, who is his father, has been actually sending out email updates to his email list. So he's obviously interested in this. He's supportive of his son on this. In fact, I believe he's assisted with some of the design of the actual the mintings of the silver that's going to back this. So just from a cryptocurrency aspect, it's a unique concept. You know, the idea that you can actually turn in these tokens and get actual silver for them. So they're going to have a silver backing, which there aren't very many cryptocurrencies with any kind of backing whatsoever. This is different. So not only can you get on the initial pre-sale that's going on right now at LD2coin.io and get the limited edition LD2-0 token. There's only 10,000 of these that are available, and there are fewer than 4,000 left right now. So you want to get in on this if you want it. But here's how you can win 10 of these tokens, which is a $350 value right now, because they're selling it $35 a piece in the presale.
Right.
So you win 10 of these LD2-0 tokens if you enter the contest, and here's how you do it. If you enter and are chosen, obviously, you send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. Put the letters LD and the number 2, so LD2, in the subject line, and include a number between 1 and 1,000. So a number is going to be chosen. If your number that you've chosen is closest to the number that's chosen, you will win the 10 Liberty Dollar 2 zero tokens.
Now, Ian, do I put that number in the subject line or in the body of the message?
I would go ahead and put it in the subject line. That way, Mark, who's going to process these entries, doesn't actually have to open the message, save him a little bit of time. But he doesn't specify which way he prefers it, so I'm going to guess that the subject line is the way to do it. So send the email to contest@freetalklive.com, LD2 in the subject line, and include a number between 1 and 1,000. The winner is going to be selected on November 5th. In the event of a tie, the prize will be split, and Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up your wallet so you can receive your LD2-0 tokens. And then you decide what to do with them. You want to hold on to them? Do you want to trade them? Do you want to, again, turn them in for the silver? That's up to you. But again, LD2coin.io is where you can go to learn more about the Liberty Dollar 2 and its pre-sale happening now. As we continue here, just before we continue with our discussion, I wanted to read the fear-mongering quotes from today, because Trump has been tweeting about this over, I mean, I don't follow all of his tweets, but over the last couple of days he's been tweeting about this. Let's see here. He says 13 hours ago in a series of three tweets, he says, sadly, it looks like Mexico's police and military are unable to stop the caravan heading to the southern border of the United States. Criminals and unknown Middle Easterners are mixed in. I've alerted Border Patrol and military that this is a national emergency. Must change laws, he says. So once again, you know, fear, just straight up fear mongering. Oh, criminals, Middle Easterners are mixed in, as though that's a bad thing, as though people from the Middle East are somehow, you know, more dangerous than other people from elsewhere. And certainly in a group of 7,000 people, I'll give it to you. There's probably somebody there who's committed some sort of violent crime. Whether they've done it recently or not, who knows? But of thousands of people, you're going to have some people who are less desirable.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the thing is, we've seen statistics on this, and it turns out that immigrants actually commit crimes in the U.S. at a lower rate than the rest of the population.
Than the native-borns, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
Even illegal immigrants commit crimes at a lower rate.
Meaning violent crimes. Again, as Melanie pointed out earlier, technically it's a crime to cross the border without a government permission slip.
Setting aside that particular crime.
Yeah, you're talking about murder, rape, you know, assault, things like that.
Real crimes.
Trump's second of three tweets here says, every time you see a caravan or people illegally coming or attempting to come into our country illegally, think of and blame the Democrats for not giving us the votes to change our pathetic immigration laws. Remember the midterms. So unfair to those who come in legally. And once again, blaming the Dems. It was a tweet we were reading from him yesterday. Once again, blaming the Democrats for this entire situation, as though the Republicans have somehow made, you know, as though they have some sort of vision for a better immigration system. I'm sorry, the immigration system's a mess, and it's been a mess under all of the administrations in my lifetime.
This has been going on for a long, long, long time.
Final quote from Donald Trump of three. He says, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador were not able to do the job of stopping people from leaving their country and coming illegally to the U.S. We will now begin cutting off or substantially reducing the massive foreign aid routinely given to them. Well, great news.
Hey, that's good news.
We pointed out earlier, can we just go ahead and have the United States government stop all foreign aid? While you're at it, Donald Trump, let's just cut them all off. Cut off every single other country on the entire planet.
Now, no welfare for dictators.
Right. That's all it is. That's all it is. You know, whether it's going into the pockets of African dictators so they can buy bulletproof BMWs to drive around in, or going into the pockets of other, you know, government goons so they can make themselves fat and happy while their populace are starving in the streets. You know, that's what's happening. The government doesn't give foreign aid to the Red Cross. They don't give foreign aid to private organizations that are actually helping people. They give foreign aid to other governments. And the reason why is so they can have them in their pockets, so they can do their bidding, which is why Trump wanted Mexico to put a stop to this particular migration, which Mexico has decided. It's not what Trump said here. Trump said it looks like they're unable to stop the caravan. No. If they brought out enough machine gun trucks and started to just unload on the caravan, you better believe.
Yeah, they could kill 7,000 civilians with enough machine guns.
They could. I mean, some of the trucks might get overrun if the people were that desperate. But, I mean, a lot of folks are going to turn away. You know, rubber bullets are one thing. Tear gas is another thing. Actual bullets is a whole nother level of aggressive violence by the state.
So but they had no chance anyway.
I showed you the
Mexican Border Patrol or military or whoever.
Yeah.
They had no chance. I showed you the satellite picture of the border crossing in that river earlier. And I don't have any way to show you on the radio, but this river is shallow. It's sandy. It's got sandbars that go across from both sides. It's so easy to ford this. Even if the river's running high, it's not that difficult to cross, and it's very long. I mean, you've got miles of river here that people can just cross over.
Well, sure, but they don't want to break from the group, right? Like, it's one thing to cross quietly by yourself or with a very small number of people at a, you know, unmonitored
part of the
river.
I'm sure a lot of people cross, like, half a mile down or half a mile up and then rejoin the group.
Yeah, it could be. But that's not to say that couldn't have been monitored, right? Like, I mean, the Mexican government isn't entirely incapable of satellite access.
Yeah,
right,
they can monitor it, but things. You know, they have no if they wanted to push it, they had no chance of stopping those people from coming over.
Unless they started unloading machine guns on them.
Yeah.
I mean, if they wanted to, they could just disperse.
Yeah, I mean, even machine guns aren't magic. You still need enough of people.
You still need enough machine guns. You need enough bullets to stop them from reaching the machine gun points. But these aren't, you know, trained military people coming across. As has been described, a lot of them are families with children. They're going to turn around. They're not going to.
Yeah, they're going to turn around. They're going to come back later.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old
old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you to join us here on the radio. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, there's the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available and open to you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app to make the audio connections work, but you can try out Discord, just the chat aspect of it, easily by going to discord.lrn.fm, because they do have a web app, but I recommend you just download the full-on app, because it's pretty cool to get in there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and when you call us through Discord, you'll sound great, almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. By the way, big thanks going out to Joe. He's a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, which means he supports Free Talk Live for $10 per month. And you can join the AMP program like Joe did over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. We ask for $5 a month. Joe's doing 10, but we're only asking for 5. And you can do that with credit card. You can do it with PayPal. You can do it with Bitcoin BTC. And that's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live so we can bring new internet listeners on board, as well as new radio stations to air the show. We onboarded a couple of new stations recently and looking forward to announcing those soon. But again, it's the AMP program that makes a lot of this growth possible for the message of freedom and liberty and peace. And even though not all of our hosts agree on everything, that's okay. It makes for interesting conversations.
Okay. We have great conversations here. One thing I want to point out real quick about the AMP program that a lot of people forget or don't know is that that's like money that's specifically set aside for promoting the show. It doesn't go to donut holes and potato chips or whatever. It's for talking to radio stations, getting, I mean, we've bought hardware for radio stations.
It's true. Satellite hardware, sometimes, very rare, but rare. Sometimes stations don't have the satellite equipment they need to receive the show, in which case I've got like three or four satellite receivers I've already purchased over the last few years. Just whenever I come across one that's used and I can get for a good price, I'll snatch it up if it's on eBay or something like that. I got one of those notices that pings me whenever
the alert.
And it's gotten to the point where every time they show up now, it's like, well, I've got enough of them. I don't need more than a handful of these things. So that way, if it's, you know, if a station needs something, I've got it. I can just grab it and ship it out the door and get it right to them. And these things cost a couple grand brand new. So, you know, they're not cheap. But once they've got it, then they're good to go because they last for a long time. Industry equipment tends to be, you know, good quality.
Right.
And so that's one of the things the AMP money goes towards. Also helps us go to the Talkers Convention that happens every year where we get to schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs and, you know, kind of be present and be known. And as it turns out, we've actually been around for so long, we've essentially outlasted all of our competition in the night times. We just saw this week that a former nighttime competitor of ours who a couple years ago moved his show from nights to afternoons. His name's Michael Savage. You might have heard of this guy.
I've heard of him.
A real kind of anti-immigrant, pro-government, big government, border patrol, just this kind of guy. He moved his show to afternoons, so he's not even really a direct competitor of us anymore. But this week, the news is coming out that he's cutting his radio show back to do more podcasting, which is basically saying he's ending his radio show. It's not over yet. He's just cutting back the amount of time per day that he's going to actually do a live radio show. So they just keep dropping off, and we're still there, which makes it easier to market Free Talk Live. So actually the AMP program becomes more effective over time. So your $5 a month today is actually more valuable than it was 5 or 10 years ago, because if we're on 190 radio stations today, but we were only on 100, you know, X amount of years ago, well, we're more legit, right? Because
right.
Stations look at us and they say, oh, yeah, you guys, I remember you. You've been calling me for years. I've seen your advertising. So we're not just, you know, the new kids on the block anymore. We're literally the ones who've been there the longest now.
Right.
So you can help us become more effective at reaching out to new radio stations, because there are still hundreds that we could join. We are by no means penetrated into, you know, even half of the markets in the United States yet. So join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ben. He's in Massachusetts. Ben, I'm not sure where you are. Where are you calling from in Massachusetts tonight?
No, Ben, Maine.
Oh, Ben in Maine. Oh, I apologize about that. Oh, okay.
No, that's right next door to New Hampshire.
Yeah, the board out put in MA as the abbreviation. So, I mean, you have to forgive them. They're from Minnesota, and they probably don't know the difference between Maine and Massachusetts.
Well, Minnesota's MI, right? Board
no.
up?
No. You did that on purpose, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about Ben. So are you in Portland listening to WLOB? Where are you at tonight?
Well, yes. I live in Maine. I'm up in my camp in the Western Mountains, right next to New Hampshire. And so I have to, use my phone data to listen to you. But,
oh, well, thanks.
I usually listen to you on WPOR.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that particular affiliate. Where are they based out of?
Portland.
Oh, I think you're thinking of WLOB. That's the station we're on in Portland.
I'm sorry. Those are my two go-to stations.
Gotcha.
I've lived here forever, so.
Cool. Yeah, it's a great station, WLOB on the FM band, actually, these days. Anyway, right. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight. What were you calling about?
Oh, well, just the caravan coming up through Mexico, and everybody's trying to stop them, and they're not stopping them. And I know you guys are all about, which I appreciate, all about liberty, but we do have to have, you know, some sort of government, some sort of borders. We have to have some sort of control. And, you know,
well, why can't you just control your own property's borders?
But that's not the way this country, that's not the way we started.
Well, I didn't start that way. I was born into this.
This is all new. I mean, there weren't in any kind of real immigration controls until about World War I.
Mm. The passport didn't exist until, what, World War II, I don't think?
Yes, it was World War I when they started. I mean, the whole Ellis Island thing was just medical quarantine, basically.
Ellis Island was a place where you go to make sure you weren't going to contaminate everybody else with all the diseases that we didn't have.
It's where you could go voluntarily. If I'm going to show up in Tampa, in the port in Tampa or in San Francisco, then Ellis Island's thousands of miles away.
I know, but, what made our country great was the fact that we're a country of laws and order.
You don't believe that, do you?
I mean, that's every country.
But the evidence, no, it's not, Melanie, because the evidence is that there aren't laws in order. There's just the illusion of that. The government doesn't follow its own laws, do they?
It's the best illusion in this world.
Okay, so that's like saying you have the best form of cancer. I'll give you that the United States is one of the more free countries on the planet. It's not the most free. You can go up and look up various different indexes online. I believe the Heritage Foundation is one of them. FreeTheWorld.org is another. There are a couple few of them that rank the countries on the planet based on just economic and or personal freedoms. And the United States is in the top 20. Toward the bottom of the top 20, but it's, not the worst country in the world.
I've traveled the world. There's no place else I'd rather be.
Well, that's fine. I mean, everybody has their preferences. I love New Hampshire because it's, of the 50 states, the freest of the states, in my opinion, and there's a lot of great things that happen here. So if we were to look at New Hampshire as its own country, which it once was, if we were to look at it as its own country, I think it would rank right up there among the top countries in the world as far as, Hong Kong, which isn't really a country, but it still wins the most free economically. I think New Hampshire would be much higher than the rest of the United States because it's being dragged down by states like California and New York, which are some of the most, governmental. But look, to go back to what you said earlier, Ben, it wasn't the government that made this country great. You don't think that,
do
you?
No, you are correct. It's not the country. I mean, it's not the government. It's the people. I mean, we, as the people, had a vision, and we took on greatest superpower at that time, created our own country. And by the way, I think every license plate should say, live free or die.
Well, now, if it were...
That is a weird thing to put on a license plate.
Well, yeah.
It's an ironic thing.
It's superb.
It's a great saying. I agree, but I get her point. She's saying it's essentially ironic because the state's license plate is evidence that you are not free because you had to ask the government permission in order to actually get into the car and drive it from point A to point B. So, I mean, in my opinion, the reason why the United States, this particular landmass, is as successful as it's been is because of its initial lack of laws, because the initial lack of government controls and regulations and rules and government controlled money and things like that. That's why we're better off, not because of government bureaucrats.
No. I you know what they call 12 bureaucrats in the bottom of a pool?
Progress. Ben, thanks for the call tonight. I wish we had more time to talk to you, but feel free to call us any other night. But we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.